evening, everyone, and welcome to the Healthy Wealthy Evolution. This is Brenda Pierce, your host, and I am so pleased and honored to have you all with us tonight. We're going to be continuing the celebration of 2012 and beyond, and tonight we have the fantastic guest on the line of Anne Deidre. Anne is just an amazing person that I am so thrilled to have with us tonight, and I want to welcome you to the show, Anne.
Thank you, Brenda. It's an honor to be here and connect with you and everyone on the call.
Oh, wonderful. Well, it is a wonderful time of the year to be alive. Who knew that we would make it to 2012 and get to the end of the year? And we are so honored to have your intuitive skills with us tonight, because I know that we will be learning and blessed with so much information that I can hardly wait to get started.
Thank you. I've been looking forward to this very much.
Good. So for everyone, I'd like to just read a little bit of Anne's bio. Anne Deidre is a master intuitive and healer, author, speaker, and spiritual teacher. She facilitates powerful healing as an intuitive life coach. She has helped thousands of people across the world build success in every area of their life through her personal and group coaching, seminars and workshops, and her radio and television shows. She is the author of Extreme Intuitive Makeover, 55 Keys to Health, Wealth, and Happiness, Inner Visions, The Healing Path of Art, Soul's Purpose, Now Workbook, Spiritual Enlightenment, Oracle Cards, A Toolkit for Creating Divine Magic and Miracles in Your Life, and the Daily Ohms, Spend More Time Doing What You Love online course. Anne has published many self-help articles in magazines and online and is the host of the Intuitive Millionaire Coach television show. Her paintings are on display in the Laguna Beach Gallery, California website. Please visit her website at www.yourintuitivemakeover.com for your free intuitive prosperity kit. Welcome to the show, Anne. We are so blessed.
Thank you. I feel the same way. This is such a very auspicious time on the planet, and from all of us connecting together tonight, I know there's just going to be so much great energy from everyone. We're all an integral part of the joy that is coming into this new auspicious time.
Oh, it is. It is a joy. And right now, you have such a joyful message and energy. And can you tell us a little bit about how you got started on the path of being this intuitive millionaire coach?
I'd love to share this. It was about 8 years ago, and I was going through a very difficult time in my life, what I now call a dark night of the soul, but it felt very much like a typical nervous breakdown, if you've ever heard of that term. And I had suffered from depression and anxiety for a long time, and it just really culminated into this place where I felt like I was not able to move forward in my life whatsoever. I was stuck. I actually walked out on the best job I had ever had, and my world came crashing down around me.
Mm.
I had two small children, and I thought, I've got to do something. So I prayed like I always had. Along with that, I found a meditation technique. I went to a health food store. I picked up this magazine. It said Receiving the Divine. I said, sounds really good. So I ordered the meditation, the book, Sacred Science, and the tape that came along with it. I did the meditation, and within a month, I started writing my first book.
Oh, wow.
And I had never thought that I would actually write a book, and I wasn't very good in English or school for that matter. So this was really miraculous, and it was the beginning for many of these other things that I've been able to create in my life since that point. So it really started. So I'd love to share with you all, you know, through the conversation, recommend some downtime, and I'd be happy to share the meditation technique. It's Kriya Yoga. And
really?
I do have it on my website as a download. Yes, yes. So, yes, I really, you know, things got really bad, but then they turned around quickly from this time. And my intuitive abilities really opened up from the meditation and just keep expanding. So I love helping people with this because it's something that we definitely can learn and develop.
Were you intuitive as a child? Do you remember anything like that?
I didn't think that I was. I did, and that was part of really what happened with that emotional crash is that I really felt alone, and I really felt that I couldn't get information for myself. I felt like I always wanted to get answers, and I didn't know what to do. So I didn't feel like I could really trust myself to have some wisdom for myself. But then there's another feeling that comes along that, you know, when I did follow that little intuitive guidance, I can say that there have been times when, you know, people looking back say, you've always been intuitive. Mm-hmm. But I'm not necessarily sure that I always felt like that.
Mm. Yes, that's true. It's not like all of a sudden a door opened and it said, Shazam, you're intuitive. It was obviously a life skill that had to come to you when you were ready for it.
Yes, there were times in my life when I followed my heart and made decisions, and you know, friends and family might say, I've noticed you've followed your intuition. But like I said, now I really focus on it, intention and conscious, mm-hmm. with conscious intention. And so now I've been able to really open the floodgates with it.
Mm-hmm. So can you say that you feel more authentic in yourself now that you have opened up to all these wonderful gifts and talents than maybe what you were previous in your job situation?
Absolutely. That was another thing that I really enjoyed creating this course, Spend More Time Doing What You Love, because mm-hmm. part of that place where things weren't working was that I was going off on different paths and I wasn't necessarily following my intuition, and I was doing things maybe because I thought it would be a good idea. You know, there's a difference between making decisions from your heart than from logic. It's, you know, what seems like a good idea mm-hmm. isn't necessarily coming from your heart, and that mm-hmm. can lead us. We can go through different turns in our life. We can make different choices. I feel like they all inevitably lead to the highest good. If you're in a job that you don't like, you're learning something through that experience.
Mm-hmm.
What I've learned is that I'm very empowered in my life, and we're all empowered in our life should we choose to recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we hit a wall, there's always a corner we can turn. So that's the good news. It's learning the tools to be able to navigate yourself out of the ditch if you feel you're in one. And I think we all can experience that. We lose relationships or people we love, jobs. Mm-hmm. There's lots happening in the external world now. But what happened with this meditation and the tools and techniques that I've learned and I share in my book is that I built myself up from the inside out. So now these outside things don't affect me nearly as much.
Mm, that's true. Getting in touch with who you really are and being firm in your presence, in the present moment, is key, isn't it?
Yes, that is a discipline I find. We have a tendency to either be living in the past or living in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no judgment or no right or wrong with that, but we're not the most effective creators from that place because we're either in worry or fear or regret. Mm-hmm. You know, and so when we just, again, I've learned some tools and techniques, and as a psychic intuitive, I do clear people's energy field. I work with the higher energies, the divine energies that work through me to help clear the energy field so that we can be living in the present moment without regret and without worry mm-hmm. or concern for the future.
Beautiful, beautiful. I know myself, too, living in the present is the greatest gift we can give ourselves. And so I appreciate where you're coming from and what you do. And it's an honor to have that opportunity to share that with our group here today. We have a huge group online and in the webcast. And there are many people here who are just absolutely excited to have the opportunity to work with you. And I wondered how would you like to proceed? Would you like to do a live call or do you, like to go first? Okay,
yeah, that's
great. Okay, so what we're going to do is I have an anxious person who's been on the line since way before the call started, and she's from area code 613. I'm just going to unmute the line, and here we go. Hello.
Hi, Brenda. It's Wilma. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Hi, Wilma. It's lovely to have you here.
I'm so excited.
Oh, wonderful. So here I will turn you over to Anne, and Anne, have a wonderful time here.
Oh, thank you. Hi, Wilma.
Hello.
Wonderful to connect with you. I'm going to go ahead and say a prayer. I'm going to
for all the calls tonight. I'm going to call on, this is a prayer that I say before I do any official work with the higher realms and all of our highest guides and angels. I'm going to call on my higher divine self and everyone on the calls, higher divine self and highest angels, divine spirit and the hierarchy of light to be with us. And I'm going to ask the highest and best to come through. Highest and best we ever imagined, thanking a field of unconditional love, and I'm a pure and clear channel for everyone on the call while we share. Thank you, God. Amen. Okay, Wilma, so it's wonderful to connect with you. Did you have a question? Or I'm also pulling oracle cards from my deck that I created from my visionary artwork and channelings. What they do is help raise your vibration energetically. So I'm going to work in combination with whatever question you have and see what information comes through from those as well for everyone.
The reason why I'm so excited to speak to you is that I have been in, I'm going to say, financial chaos for the last few years, and I don't know why. I can't clear whatever it is in me that I've been able to raise my vibrations for everything else except for the money. So I don't know where it is in me that I'm stuck, or if it's that I'm focusing so hard on that it's not here that I'm pushing it away.
Okay. I'm getting something on your root chakra. I'm an identification with struggle, and it's almost like if you won the lottery, there might be like a lack of acceptance, an ability to receive, and that's going into your second chakra a little bit. So a combination of grounded stability and an ability to receive. So hold on a minute. I'm going to tune in. And while I'm working with you and with everyone, again, I work with the higher energies that can clear, shift, and move energy. So that's my intention, that we can do some clearing of this energy for you tonight.
Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome. So, okay, let me see what I get here. And the way you say things have a lot of meaning, too. I heard financial chaos, and I saw, like, this whirlwind of energy around you, like as if there was a big fan blowing and money was blowing everywhere.
You know why I say that? It's because I've gone from trying so hard to fix it, that I almost feel like even when you said the word about what you just said about when I said the words, like when you were saying it back to me, it just felt like the world is caving in on me, like I'm falling into a hole and everything is coming in on top of me. That's the vision I got in my head just as you were speaking right now.
Okay. There is an understanding that you can turn this around. Before I go into that a little bit more, that's just the information is just immediate coming right through.
Okay.
The helplessness, the pit, the falling, I feel it in your heart chakra. There's like a truck, lack of support under your feet. Literally the bottom is falling out. And I feel like that's an energy that you have resonated with some time. It may have happened as a child. I'm not going to go into that right now, but you are resonating with an energy of like the other shoe going to drop or the bottom falling out. Like that. Okay. So again, I'm going to ask for any shifting and for any more insight so that you can turn this around and begin to work from a place of stability. There's a lack of belief perhaps that you actually can support yourself. Again, it may have come from a previous earlier experience or some message that you got. I'm going to ask to be undone in all space, time, and dimensions, any false belief that feels as though you're not able to handle your money. That's another message that I feel. You may have a lack of, again, this I'm reading from your subconscious. I'm not saying you're consciously walking around with this belief, but I'm, again, as a psychic detective, able to read some things in your energy field, and this is what I feel like I'm picking up. So know that you can trust yourself to handle money. If you have $1, you know, there was a saying where you put it neatly into your wallet, the reverence and the respect and the ability and the trust that you can handle great sums of money, because I feel a little nervousness and chaos around that, okay? So,
can I just say one thing for clarification?
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, I come from my father's family was poor, my mother's family was poor. When I graduated from school, I got a good job. I was the one that everybody came to for money. I had lots of money somewhere in between then and the past few years, and
yeah.
I have an awareness that I just this past few days I had an awareness that I was in the flow at one point in time, and now it's like somehow or other I've stepped on the hose, and I know that if I lift my foot off the hose, I'm going to flow again, but I don't know what it is that I have to do.
Yes, well, again,
to do that.
Exactly. Well, again, I'm asking for any energy to work through with your soul, to understand that you had money, but now you don't. But now we're working, your angels and guides are working with you to be able to maintain this and have money grow and not leave you. Okay? It's that kind of thing. And to be able to continue to receive and create. Have you been working anything creative at all? Even creative vision, visionary, creation, ideal day, those kind of creative visualizations of what you want, how you want to make the money, to feel empowered to create income from your own abilities.
Okay.
How did money come to you before?
The same as it does now from working.
Yes. Well, I feel like there's another stream of income that is not, that is something creative that you can produce from a different source.
Okay.
We are moving into an age where we can make an income from our gifts and talents. I do that with people in a program where I offer coaching to bring you from A to Z working on your gifts and talents. So that's what I have for you this evening. I know we probably need to move on for another call, but there is a message here. I pulled a card called Floral Geometry, the language of the divine is sublime. What I'm getting is that it was divine feminine energy, the ability to receive energy and in the form of money exchange, and to know that that your goodness and your love and radiating, you know, all of these energies are a natural compensation in the form of money. Okay? So I'm going to ask to clear and activate your second chakra so that you can continue to feel the deservedness and the receiving of the abundance that is around you, and the knowing that you are going to be able to manage it and not only just keep it but grow it. Okay, that's the message I have for you.
Wonderful. Thank you so very much, ladies, both of you.
Oh, you're welcome, Wilma. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
So, Anne, not only do you do readings, but you're doing healings as well while you're doing your readings. Is that not right?
Yes, I do. I do that. Yeah.
I just wanted to clarify that we're really working with a very, very high energy angelic realm, and miracles do happen.
Yes. And where
Wonderful.
Two or more are gathered, and our intention is set, and so it is.
And so it is. And so it is for all of you. And it's true, too, that whenever we have a caller, it's kind of representative of the group, and so there can be mass angelic help with all those who are of the same realm.
Yes, this is the message that I've learned in the power of the group. The message for one can certainly carry to many. There are universal messages. Many people, thank you, Wilma, for stepping up. Many people are having the same issue around having money, lack of trust and managing on some level, keeping it, you know, like it's a scarce commodity. And in that paradigm, money does disappear. We can shift that so that money is constantly growing.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I have done this in the past year. I make more money every year in this down economy because I'm doing what I'm talking about. And my guides and angels have been shifting me into this mindset, and it absolutely is real.
And it's the group process, like I'm finding too with my energy work, that the energy is higher, finer. It seems like it's effortless, but it's so intense in its ability to make shifts and changes more so than even a year ago. This is the miraculous time, and this is why we need to celebrate all these wonderful gifts that we are given, because they seem so light and seamless and yet are so powerful.
Yes. The energy supports us, too. The veil is thinning. We have more support than ever from the archangels, the hierarchy. We're really moving into a new earth where being intuitive is like breathing. Everyone has it.
Right. And so all the angst, we are now allowed to kind of let that angst go and open the floodgates to prosperity.
Yes.
Excellent. Now we're going to bring up another person. If you want to choose between 1 and 7, we will take a random guest.
Okay. I'm hearing number 5.
Number 5. Okay, from area code 216. I'm just going to unmute the line. And hello, how are you tonight?
Oh, good. Well, who's this?
Yes, hi. My name is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. Welcome to the call.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call. I have been dealing with some challenges this year. I've been diagnosed with a respiratory condition. I seem to know what it is, but it's something in my research says basically my bronchial tubes are congested with something and inflated with that, then plus asthma on top of that and allergies. That aside, helping out, you know, people, and they turn, you know, they just betray me. And in the process of being here in this place, that's what I came to do, is to help a relative. And long story short, you know, they be manipulative and, you know, were using me, and I just had to make a decision, because with these health issues, which I've always been healthy. And so, yes, I'm moving through the anger, and but also I'm wanting to, I feel this is, yes, my time, but it just seems like I take two steps forward, I'm, you know, pushed off a cliff and hit by, you know, 4 or 5 2x4s.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yes, I've been dealing with major fear, doubting myself, and, but yes, I have been inching way at some progress, for me to earn money in the midst of, I want to do some affiliate marketing. I know nothing about it, but I'm learning.
Mm.
That would be, you know, a way at least for me to get some money, but I mean, that will take a time process. But anyway, and also I'm working on finally using my talents and gifts. I believe I do have some musical and writing talent. But I did not pay attention to it for many years, and I, you know, was really, maybe who knows, I might have been scared of it since I spent so much of my life in fear.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I, I've had just a few difficulties, but I'm really worked. I don't want to be in that victim mentality. And as I said, but yeah, with this health matter, it just really is a fungus apparently in the lungs and bronchial tubes. And I am taking some medication, but it's, as I said, it's been a surprise. But I just say I believe and trust God, and everything else is a lie, and I have to keep doing that, lay hands on myself, do breathing exercises, and I should probably get stricter with what I eat, pray and meditate, and just keep knowing that I am just worthy and deserving.
Absolutely. There's just so much positive energy that I'm feeling around you. Okay? I don't know if you have a particular question, but I'm going to start to give you some information and work with you energetically, particularly in your third chakra is where I hear that empowerment. So it's okay if I just go ahead and read for you?
Please. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I did pull a card, and the card I pulled is, you are capable, certain, and gracious. It's a painting I did at a certain period of time, that, like you are talking about. Like, it's called Indigo, and the image on the card is like flowers growing up from the concrete. You know, if you see that little bit of grass or, you know, a tree in Brooklyn, I feel that energy from you, that you have navigated extreme difficulty. And in some ways, you feel as though you are still navigating that difficulty. Energetically, I feel like you are moving into some clearing with it, Patricia. You understand? Because you are choosing with your free will to align with an energy that is uplifting and inspiring, and even if you don't see it on the outside, you're finding your own inspiration. And even though you've had people betray you, and you've definitely been shown where it hasn't been helpful for you to trust people, you haven't lost trust. And you're developing more trust with yourself, and your trust with the divine is intact. So right there, I'm getting that you are. Continue with this trust, even if, again, if you can't trust anybody in your life, your soul lessons have been around learning this inner trust. And with this inner trust comes an inner peace that will be very powerful. Okay? And as you move into that place of more surrender and trust to the divine, you are going to change your relationships around you as well. I just feel like everything's shifting around you from that place where you continue to trust yourself. Trust your heart. Follow your heart. Affiliate marketing. See how you like it. Trust your feelings. Third chakra. How are you feeling in your gut? That's a clairsentient. That's a divine channel. We have clear knowing where you just know, I want to take this. I want to try this class. I want to try this. You know, you can know, you can feel, like I just said, in your gut. You can hear. You can develop, you know, keep developing your intuition. Call on your guides and angels. All of you on the call have great guides and angels around you. Call on your guides and angels, and your higher self is connected to spirit at all times. That relationship is always intact 24/7. So know that you have that. And you have clairvoyance, that your imagination. That is clairvoyance. That is the gift. You have spiritual gifts, okay? So I feel like you're going to continue to grow and develop these gifts and learn to trust yourself more, and then it really won't matter what anybody else says or does, okay? That's the first thing I'm getting. With your lungs, I want to ask you, what are you sad about? Because I feel grief lodged in there.
I'm not laughing because it's funny, because if I didn't laugh, well, just long story short, just my whole life is just I have not been true to myself,
mm-hmm.
And I just well.
And you're sad. You're sad. You're sad about that.
Yeah, I guess I'm grieving. You know,
mm-hmm.
that you know that abandoned me and you know didn't want me bother with me physically and emotionally because I was raised by a mother. You know, but she, you know, I knew that she, you know, she did not want me and. And, you know, dealing with her, you know, she get angry, you know, and then, but, you know, like I call it the Jekyll and Hyde.
That'll throw you off. That'll throw that trust off. This is what I'm getting. Yes, the grief is a process, okay? It's not something you get over overnight. You want to acknowledge your journey in life. And if you've had painful experiences, acknowledge them. The grief process is coming up. There's a, you know, 7-step process. You don't want to deny your experiences. You know, the anger comes up. Eventually, you're going to get to acceptance and surrender and let them go. But I feel like you're still stuck in that grief process a little bit, and your guides and angels are encouraging you to let it go, journal it, work it out. Songwriting, oh, my goodness. There's been so many times as an artist. I'm a professional artist, a painter, and a writer. And I have definitely learned to channel my pain into creativity. Okay, I think that it's a gift now. I didn't always think that because I just thought painting was something that made me feel better. Writing makes you feel better, Patricia. Write. Channel your energy. Don't deny it. Acknowledge it. Cherish it. Cherish yourself. Give yourself a big hug. Get out your book and write those songs. Okay, you're gonna. That in itself is a process that'll move your energy through your chakras. That, and along with that breathing, all of these difficult emotions get stuck in our energy. So, breathe deeply and express yourself creatively. That'll help clear your energy even more.
All right.
All right. So, again, I got this message that it does feel like you're a flower blooming out of the concrete, but the message is you're blooming. Okay, so I send you Much love and many blessings, and I see great things for you. Keep going with your creativity. Okay? Keep trusting yourself.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Listen to the replay a few times and pick up more of the energy and the message, because it'll be even more evident as time goes on, as you pick up more and more. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Brenda.
Wow. Phenomenal. Just phenomenal messages. And I have somebody on the Q&A. We'll do one more Q&A, and then we'll talk about your special gifts and your special offer that you brought with you tonight, Anne.
That sounds great. Thank you, Brenda.
Okay. Let me see. We've got quite a few on the Q&A here. Nancy Kay from Stillwater. I was recently fired from my sales position as an independent rep after building the business for 10 years. While I'm good at sales, I'm wondering if there is a bigger, better purpose for me coming up soon. I would appreciate your input and direction. Thank you.
Okay, and that's Nancy.
Yeah.
I pulled a card for Nancy, and I got expect miracles.
Okay. Oh.
So let me tune in for a moment. The energy I picked up a lot of energy on was independent. And, Nancy, you can take that independence. It's reminding me of the Donald Trump story from hearing years ago, how he went bankrupt and he just built it all over again. I feel like you have that independent will, a very strong will, and a very way of being very competent, so that if you don't allow yourself to get stuck in fear and stay in the confident knowing is a key word in manifesting. It's not wanting or wishing, it's knowing. And I can say fake it till you make it, but you all know that feeling where, you know, when the world just disappears for a moment and you're by yourself, like, oh, I just know. In the present moment, there's nothing to fear. So if you're feeling nervous about the future or jobs or things like that, approach your life with a knowing that all is divine. A prayer I say is, I align my will with divine will. I've said it daily for years, and I feel like that lets me off the hook energetically in terms of me trying to make things happen. So I invite the divine and the support team that is around the universe. You all have a wonderful support team. You all have spirit guides that care for you very dearly. The angels cannot help you unless you ask, because of free will. So ask, ask in a place of, again, knowing and in the now. Like, thank you, I now have. Think of what you want to create, Nancy. The world is your oyster right now, should you choose to look at it. And when you carry that vibration of that, and hope is a wonderful word and a great energy, but hope can also sound like, I hope this works out. That's not what I'm talking about. The knowing that it is working out in your favor, and you get to choose what you want. I recommend for anybody in this position, create an ideal day, write it down, feel free to dream big, okay? Because sometimes in life we haven't been taught to dream big enough. So you can align your will with divine will, say, what is it that I would like to create, and approach each day knowing that you are a master creator of your life, and that you can call on your guides and angels in the universe to step in. And that's what that Expect Miracles card is about. I just remembered that I pulled that. But that's just all this information coming through for you, Nancy. You can, like, I feel like you're an architect. Like, you're an independent contractor. You built something, you can go build something else.
Mm.
And you can be free from, you can build something differently. And I think you're going to enjoy it even more. You're an artist. You're the artist of your life. That's what I hear.
Oh, that's a beautiful message for Nancy. And, you know, the thing is, we kind of get caught up in the negativity of the times, and yet this is the greatest opportunity to flush away what does not work and create anew. And that's what I think we all need to embrace that.
Yes, and many things in this time frame will potentially disappear if it's really not in our alignment. So I say let go of what's not serving you. There's a reason why Nancy lost that job. And again, go through the process. You don't want to deny your feelings. You can feel terrible. And then say, now what? Okay, next. this really is a blank slate for many of us. I went through that 8 years ago. I bought a hit rock bottom and learned these tools and techniques, the things that I'm sharing tonight, and I approach each day as if it's a fresh day. I don't carry the past along with me into today or tomorrow. I just move from the now. What is it now? And I don't go with what I want. It's like it is. Now it is. I'm the creator of my life, and we can all do this. Yes, we can have jobs, and we can sweep floors. We can make a living, and we can still bring our spiritual selves to any job. At the same time, it's never been a better time to create a life of our dreams, from our dreams. We all have a contract, and I like to work with people on their soul contracts and connect with their heart chakra. And as a psychic intuitive in the chakras, I say, oh, there's a book title. I get business names for people. So it's just been delightful to excavate all these great gifts and to help turn these into an income for many people. And the people that I work with, I just feel like it's meant to be because it's time. No more pink slips.
Yes, it's kind of hard to give yourself a pink slip.
Exactly.
Exactly. Unless you really do want to fire yourself. But you know what? There's so many wonderful hidden and buried gifts inside each and every one of us. And discovering our true magnificence is just the true blessing. And I hope and I wish that for everyone. Anne, can you tell us just briefly, now that you've gone through all this metamorphosis in your life, how has your life turned out to beyond whatever you imagined it? Can you describe for us a little bit about what your life is like now?
Oh, I'd love to. You know, being on this call was something that I imagined years ago but thought, that is out of reach. So for everyone on the call, something may seem out of reach, but have the vision. I have an offering. We'll talk about a little bit of visionary soul path reading. I always saw these things in my life. I do have an intuitive gift of prophecy, which means that I can see things into the future. Sometimes it's though I know something so truly, I've learned the steps to take to get to the vision. Okay, very practical, a very grounded approach. Okay, you see yourself on TV. You know, I could see myself on TV for the longest time. Like, oh, where's this TV show? And then I've learned the steps now. You know, of a TV show, or I'd see a book that I was going to write just in my imagination. Oh, there's, and then I've learned the steps to take. So I really am living the life of my dreams now. And that wasn't true 10 years ago. You know, I was working at a job that I would watch the clock, see what, you know, oh, it's 10:01, it's 10:02. You know, the time goes by in a flash now when I'm doing what I love. So I've been in both worlds and, this one, what I've learned and what my guides have been communicating to me a lot in my dreams. Pay attention to your dreams, everyone, especially pre-morning, maybe, you know, if you're still sleeping between 4 and 6, you have to get up early for a job, that's something else. But everyone's guides and angels are talking to them now in their dreams. So you might want to have a journal next to your bed and write things down. But we're all getting more guidance than ever. The trusting and the knowing and the being open to it is going to help a lot. So my life is really miraculous and beautiful, and I'm happy to say, and I'm even happier to share these tools and techniques with everyone else. And my clients are getting great benefits of learning some great gifts and talents that they have and moving into the year more powerfully than ever.
Oh, how beautiful. How really beautiful. Thanks for sharing that with us. And, yes, you know, making dreams come true is really something we don't have to wish for or dream of as being unobtainable. Dream in the affirmative and make things happen. And it's just like this teleseminar series. 6 months ago, I never even knew I'd be doing this. And then all of a sudden, kaboom, the floodgates opened, and here we are.
You know, yes, doors do open. When you go down a hallway, and this I saw this recently, a quote by Joseph Campbell, a hallway can turn into doors, into doorways, or walls can turn into doorways when you are walking on your path. So I would tell everybody on the call, set an intention for your highest good. You know, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. If you don't feel like your life is working, know that it can. So set an intention. You know, thank you, God, my life is now working. You know, just that's the beginning of conscious creation. So you're not just getting up and doing the same thing over and over again. You actually can, like you said, Brenda, you've been divinely guided, and things just seem to work out because probably of your intention and conscious choices and different things like that that really help.
Yeah. Yeah, it is really a beautiful thing. I know you mentioned just in a little bit of our dialogue here about one of your special offers that you have. I think that this would probably be a beautiful time to mention it to the public and share that information with them so they know how, as they continue with the call and fall in love with your work, that if they wish to delve deeper into a soul connection with you, to have you help guide them through their path, that this would be a lovely time to introduce it. So I'd love to do that for you.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, anytime. Offer number one today of two with Anne is Visionary Soul Path Reading. And this is an amazing half price, 50% off offer for you to have one-on-one time with Anne. And as an intuitive soul reader and coach, Anne will assist you in receiving messages from your soul, clarify on your soul lessons, and teach you to listen to your intuition. Your soul knows what it needs to achieve your best life. You were made to experience peace and joy greater than you ever imagined, and Anne is offering Visionary Soul Path readings. She will offer you insights on your greatest potential with your intuitive gifts, and she can accelerate your future in the time when you have together with her. Anne will work with your inner self to create your highest good. She will help you to find ways to overcome your obstacles. Work with Anne to get unstuck and get concrete actions to move forward. Shift your energy and get what you want. Wow. You can never find that on a infomercial on TV, that's for sure. This is a genuine article. And for this opportunity to work with Anne, it's only $75. And that is absolutely life-changing. It's a life-changer. And thank you, Anne.
You're welcome. It's an honor.
And offer number two is the amazing Intuitive Makeover 101 program. And this is also just an amazing thing that can happen for each and every one of you. It is a four-week program, and you will meet on the phone with Anne for an hour each week or every 2 weeks if that works better for you. And here is more about the program. Did you know that you have 7 wealth centers in your body? Each center focuses on a different aspect of your personality, body, and soul. Obstacles, blocks, and stuck energy in your wealth center will get in the way of you living your best life. Work one-on-one with Anne over a four-week period to dissolve your blocks and learn how to listen to your intuition. When your blocks are cleared, you can hear your intuition telling you how to create your best life. This intuitive makeover can help you with relationships, jobs, finances, and just general well-being. By working with Anne, her clients have had the experiences of starting new businesses, reclaiming their health, finding fulfilling careers, repairing broken romances, ending their financial troubles, building success in every aspect of your life. And, you know, the big question is, are you ready for your own intuitive makeover? This fantastic opportunity to have this once-in-a-lifetime experience is only $197. Now, when you compare that to, you know, anything else out there, it is a bargain. I mean, you know, where else can you spend $197 and change your life from the inside out? This is a really special package that Anne's put together. It's normally $297. And so for that $100 off, you have this wonderful, amazing opportunity. Anne, thank you so very much for putting this together as a special gift for this program.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm very honored to work with anyone interested that resonates and knows that it's time to do something different. I'd be honored to assist them.
Oh, that's just a blessing. Anne, at this time, are you willing to do a little more work with one-on-one?
Absolutely.
People? Great. So right now, I'm going to give you the choice of the number between 1 and 8.
Okay, 8.
A number 8. Okay, and so we have, I clicked the wrong hand. I'm so sorry. It was Igor.
And no mistakes.
Igor, if you can press star 2 again, I will bring you up. There you are. And sorry about that. Here you are. Hi.
Oh, my God. This is Adelaida.
Oh, hello. Welcome to the call.
Thank you very much. Okay. So my situation is that energetically I am receiving a lot, but it doesn't translate yet into my physical reality.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I don't even know how to generate the money from, because I'm unemployed right now, but I cannot go really back to where I was. And my passion now is the energy work.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I have people who were really, who were benefiting from my work, but it's kind of funny that they never talk about the session with anybody else, even though they are really amazed by the results. So it seems like I have a block somewhere in receiving that, the acknowledgement probably.
Okay. Well, a block is a block, and we're receiving. That can translate into different areas. We can work on your block for receiving. But I feel like you have you are an adept is the word that's coming to me. That I feel like you've had past lives as a healer. You do know what you're doing. It's almost like this is a different century, and I feel like you've forgotten a little bit of more of who you are, if that makes sense. Like if you could recall some of the abilities you've had in past lives, I think you would surprise yourself. So I feel like you have it, okay? There's no doubt about it. As far as manifesting right now, would that be a question? I heard you say that, you know, bringing it down into the physical, and you know, everything that I have created has been an idea to begin with, and then you know, physically, you can hold a book in your hand. But tell me more about what would you like to manifest more. If you're an energy healer, then there's going to be a lot of energy healing work you could be very busy. So, are you set up for shop? You know, do you have a website? I'm just saying, you know, there's just things that I feel like you're farther along than you perhaps think.
Yes, you know, the first thing that you told me made lots of sense for me, that probably in my past life I was doing some healing work, because
mm-hmm.
I know that I have very powerful abilities, and yet I don't remember them.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I just know that I can create magic.
Yeah, I agree. Okay.
Yeah, it makes me even cry, because
yeah.
It's like I feel it in my hands, and from one hand, but in the other hand, I don't know where that magic is. So this is one thing. The other thing is that I don't have any website yet, because I don't know what to put out there, what it is that I am doing.
Mm-hmm. That's what I specialize in, so let me tune in for you for a minute, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When I work with people, let me see what I get. The card I pulled for you was Merlin, Think Outside the Box. It is actually a divine magic card. Merlin was is an ascended master that works with divine magic, alchemy, and manifestation. So this is a guide I feel is coming through for you. You can call on Merlin, the ascended master, to work with you is what I'm getting, okay? So let me see what else. So physical healing. The energy. Hold on. There's different components I'm hearing. Different facets of energy work that you're doing. Let me see what I get. And what is your first name?
Adelaida.
Adelaida?
Yes.
Pretty. The message that I'm getting for you is
figuring out the title and all that is almost secondary. Keep trusting that you have this ability. It's working through you. So whatever you call it, it's not gonna change anything if you got it, okay? Everything else is like cake, okay? You can come up with a name for it. I've been doing this work. I wrote my first book 8 years ago. I've been doing energy work and psychic work for 6 years. I took a course to be a certified angel reader with the Doreen School. That was 6 years ago. I was an angel reader. I've had 4 websites in the past 6 years. I continue to evolve. So whatever I call myself, now I work with chakras. The message I get, you have the ability. It's going to unfold. You can sit in meditation, or you don't even do something as formal with that. In that quiet time, call on Merlin, an ascended master is stepping forward to work with you. The way you create miracles and magic is that you, with your intention and with your conscious intention, when you consciously intend, the divine energy flows very freely through you. If you start to doubt it, question it, try to name it, try to confine it, the flow stops a little bit more. So keep doing what you're doing, I'm hearing. Trying to quantify it will limit it a little bit. Okay, I'm channeling right now. This is making sense to you. Your path will continue to unfold despite yourself. It just will. Okay, you can't go off track. You've got a track. You're on it. So, work with Merlin. Work to, receive clients. Find a way to get a page. I think Weebly is, very inexpensive way to get a website. You can write something down. If you need help, I'd certainly, of course, be an honor to work with you in any capacity. Names come through me a lot, but you have this ability as well. So that's what I'm getting. You've got a good flow. Don't try to confine it or limit it. Just keep changing lives, and it'll continue to develop, and then you can call it something. It won't even matter what you call it. Okay?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Many blessings.
You're so welcome.
Many blessings to you, too.
Thank you very much.
This is it. I think sometimes if we're having a hard time anchoring our abilities, sometimes we need to do more grounding. Have you found that to be helpful at all?
Well, the grounding, I wrote a chapter in my book on grounding because I've heard grounding so many times, and I wrote in my book, I know grounding is very important, and I asked my guides when I was writing the book, it was a very present moment. They were giving me information. I wrote the book in like 20 hours. I said, tell me about grounding. I know it's really important. So the information that I got was that, the process of getting the divine idea is very up in the air, okay? Then we can start to imagine it. Say we're going to write a book. We get the idea to write a book. Then we imagine this book. It's still very up in the air. Then we plan. We say, I'm going to get my calendar. I'm going to, get my backup on my computer. And then the grounding part is that action. So that's grounding to me. I will walk on the grass. I will do some different things. But my groundedness is my ability to receive and take action. It's like a yin and a yang. I don't make things happen. I allow them. You see what I'm saying? It's a give and a take. I receive from the universe, and I allow, and I take action. This has been a very male-dominated energy for the past thousands of years, and we all think we need to struggle and make things happen. The divine feminine energy is moving in. So to me, that's what grounding means, is the acknowledgement that I'm going to receive, but I am going to be the hands, eyes, and ears of spirit, if you will. My groundedness is my physical body that's going to take these wonderful things from the ethers and move them through the chakra system. It's a crown chakra. We receive an idea at the root chakra, the very grounded part of us. We sit down and we pick up that pen or we make that phone call. We're the physical vehicles. That's the most grounding thing in my day, is when I get an idea and I ground it into reality. So I have a gift that's an energy healer. I have a gift as a psychic. What am I doing with it? Well, I'm going to use it. I'm going to take action. I'm going to find somebody to work with. So you see how that energy flow is always working when you're in that receiving and doing.
And when you acknowledge your gifts, then the recipients or the customers or the clients are energetically being connected to you, and so they will be drawn to you. Is that a good way of putting it?
I have some different mantras or prayers. Thank you, God. I'm now working with everyone that I do believe we have soul contracts. So I encourage everyone I'm working with has a calling to, on some level, I feel, to help other people.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, if I can help them get out there as a healer, then they can show up so that the people that they're meant to help will show up.
Right.
Does that make sense? So a lot of people, I feel, get stuck in the learning. Like they're going through tough job situations or they're going through problems with manifesting. But I feel lately that I've noticed that people don't go far enough. Instead of staying stuck and saying, I'm not making any money, I feel like you're not going far enough. You know, just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Because you dig back into your heart, you find your passion, you put why you want to get up in the morning, and you want to share a gift that you have, even if it's a smile. Say you're funny. You have a good sense of humor. You find a way to share that in the world, and doors start to open.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that answers your question, but that just kind of came through.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't have to
action,
be hard.
Movement. Yes, right. Mm-hmm. But
just
it's that feeling of... Yeah, and the feeling from your heart, you know, I'd read this book, Journey of the Souls, years ago, and I heard Sam Kennison, who was this comedian, that he might have had a different sense of humor, but I heard they cheered in heaven because he came to make people laugh. So titles are one thing, but we all have something that makes our heart sing, and we, you know, and paying attention to that, that's what I like helping people with. I pay attention to people's gifts, and I like put a big spotlight on it, you know.
Beautiful.
And then they go out, and then the people that they're meant to work with see them. And that's how.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of it is just validating, right?
Absolutely, yes. People deny or dismiss or, oh, everybody can do this. No, not everybody can do that. It's you. Yes, a lot of people don't realize how gifted they are because it's been them their whole life. And isn't everybody like this? No, not everyone's like you. You've got something unique.
Exactly. Like there's how many billions of people in the world and we're no two people are alike. It's just an amazing buffet of talents and energy, and honoring that in each other is just truly a sacred gift that we can give to each other at this time.
Yes, that is heaven on earth. There's different levels of consciousness that we are moving through as a planet. The third dimension, again, it's not masculine energy or feminine energy. There's nothing wrong with masculine energy. It's just been out of balance.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to take that masculine, make it happen energy and now bring in more of the divine feminine energy moving forward so we can receive and be powerful receivers and also, you know, combination of making things happen and bringing the energy for it to balance it so that we're working with all of the energy. A lot of people like will say, you know, we can't accept a gift or a compliment. And so just pay attention to the energy, a great balance. Whether you're male or female, we both carry these energies. And I'm just feel like a message is just coming through the channel to everybody.
Mm.
Allow yourself to feel extreme joy. You know, we've just been suppressing so many things, and it's time to let go of a lot of things to move in. Again, that dimension, the fifth dimension, is where everybody is sharing their gifts equally. There is no competition, and it's where we're headed. It's where it's already started. So it's going to be more of a balance of energies, and people are going to have the opportunity to really share from their own uniqueness. It's absolutely beautiful.
Mm, absolutely. Absolutely. Just want to share with everybody that you can take advantage of Anne's special offer and go look at that page. If you go to visit the www.healthywealthyevolution.com/Anne, A-N-N-E, and take a really wonderful time looking through and seeing if this resonates with you to work deeper. If you have a soul mission, you don't know how to get your word out to the world or how to create that vision of what your divine life should be here on earth, please give yourself an opportunity to work with Anne because her gifts are internationally recognized. She is on television and she is an author of many books and has a great reputation of helping people overcome the challenges and struggles that they are having to become their fullest, most excited, energetic life possible. So, Anne, you know, this has been an amazing hour. I wondered if you'd be at all interested in sticking around just a little longer to do one more reading.
Absolutely, sure. I'd love to.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, so going back here, I would like to call on area code 484, Wendy by the name, and I'm just going to mute the line. Hi, Wendy.
Hi. Oh, I'm so excited.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi. So I have been doing, like, everything. And I still do not know what my soul purpose is. I've been told by psychics that it doesn't matter what I do as long as I share my energy with people. I know I'm very powerful. I feel it. I do not know where to channel it.
Mm-hmm.
I spent a lot of my life being very ill, and I'm not now.
Mm.
And but I'm not, like, super well either. I have a lot of problems with regulating my energy, and, like, either have, like, a whole lot of it or none. And I've been living on money that I've inherited for, like, almost 10 years now, and it's almost up, and I'm in my 50s, and I'm don't know what to do with my life.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
You're not alone.
Like me,
you're in the perfect place.
Tell me,
you said you've done everything. And first of all, I'm getting the information that stop judging your decisions, okay? And the money that you've spent, too, okay? They're going to kind of get
well,
right to
I hadn't,
the time
you
we
know,
have.
I know I'm not judging myself on the money I've spent because it's the only way I could live.
Oh, okay.
I had
let me bring the message
it.
Forth. I hear you. That
yeah.
I just threw that in as well, but let me just channel
okay.
for you if that's okay, all right? Because
okay.
it's starting to come through. The energetic discord I'm feeling is that, and we'll, again, I'm going to work to transmit any energy to realign you. Was that there was something wrong with all of the things. Everything you've done up until this point is perfect. So if you just let me just transmit this to you, I'm just going to say your guides and angels in the hierarchy of life that's working through me tonight is telling you that everything is perfect. It has been perfect. It is perfect. It will continue to be perfect, okay? So however that resonates with you, you get off this call and just say, my life is perfect. Okay. Again, it's an energy that's coming to you if you're willing to receive it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Next, I get the card I pulled for you was let your spirit soar. The message I get with that is an angelic message, and I'm also getting something about when you said powerful, I got the shaman energy. Tell me two things that you've done in terms of these classes or these things that you've done, with, you know, part of the everything that you feel like you really enjoyed. Can you tell, or just one?
Well,
tell me one.
I have recently become a teacher of a conscious dance modality,
mm-hmm.
and I'm really into that. And
mm-hmm.
I also am I've been really into EFT. Tapping has been a really great modality for me.
Emotional clearing and physical
and
body.
Emotional freedom
yes.
technique, yeah.
Yes.
And I also, I do shaking medicine, which, and I have a group of people that I do, that's like my main spiritual practice.
What is
and
it called?
And shaking medicine.
And tell me about that.
Well, it's based on what the Bushmen in Africa did
mm-hmm.
do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's actually every there's different shaking traditions all around the world. Mm-hmm. The very old form of spirituality.
Yes, that's what I picked up on that ancient shaman. Yeah, it was coming through me like a shaman. I got the medicinal portion of it. I'm getting a lot of energy on that. That is very strong, along with the dance. You're bringing back ancient gifts, ancient wisdom. The message from what your spirit source says to be uninhibited. What you teach, you're going to learn. So what that means, Wendy, is there may have been times in the past or currently, or you may go through it periodically on and off, where you may feel hindered or not, or paralyzed or not, or not knowing. But inevitably, you're going to teach more of what you learn. You come from a very grounded, again, you're another one that is bringing forth gifts from past lives. Okay, so it's really like you're not reinventing the wheel necessarily, but you have a certain ancient wisdom that is very old and very earth, and people really will be returning more to the earth over the next few years. I feel like you're like a pioneer in that. So it's not like you can look around and say, I've got this purpose that I recognize. That doesn't mean that it's not yours and very important and very relevant. So follow your heart with that, because I feel like you're a pioneer of something that maybe people don't know about, but they will. So I feel like you like keep striking out. You bring forth some very powerful ancient energy, and you guys are going to continue to work with that. Again, the message for everyone, call, follow your heart, follow your heart, follow your heart. You know, Steve Jobs said, he passed away, and his message to Stanford was when he developed the font for the Macintosh computer, he remembered that calligraphy class he had taken years ago that he said, you're crazy for taking that class. Why are you taking that class? You know, there's been certain people throughout time, Einstein. Some of these people are coming through, Wendy. Just because you can't look around and recognize it doesn't mean that means that you're here to bring it, okay?
Okay, so I don't have to worry that I'm going to miss it somehow.
You have not missed
it.
You are living it. You're doing it. You're doing it. I heard so much passion in your voice when I'm doing this with the dance. I really love that.
Yeah. Well,
I'm just
going
to ask you to clear away all that stuff and let it unfold. I'm going to tell everyone on the call, take 10 minutes a day. Connect with your higher self. Call on, it doesn't matter if you know your guide's name, call on your guides, I call on my highest angels, give yourself 10 minutes, say, what do I do today? What do I do right now? And you're already a really great creator, and you're here to bring forth some new energy healings. And people are in their cars, at their jobs, in their cubicles, wherever, out of their bodies, get people in their bodies, get people back on planet Earth, okay? Let them know that there are resources on the earth. There's many. These are some things that I feel like you're here to do. If you'd like to further develop that on any level at any point, I'd certainly love to help you. But this is what I'm getting. You are doing. You are living your purpose.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Wendy. Good luck.
Thanks.
Absolutely. I think sometimes we don't realize we are doing our passion. We think it's going to be something external or something different, but we are living our lives in this moment. So what a beautiful message for Wendy.
The unfolding, I'll just share quickly. I took a class 6 years ago, angel certification. Somebody told me about it. I said, that sounds really good. I liked it. I did it. I didn't know that was my purpose. I just... one step at a time. And yes, a lot of us take a lot of classes and do a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And the message I just got from Spirit and the higher realms is like, don't judge it. If it's all perfection. It all gave you a piece of something, but inevitably there is like, they're showing me like a funnel. It will get narrowed down. Pay attention to that one that I couldn't have predicted everything that I'm doing now. It just was 1 10-minute at a time, and I get directed, what do I do today? What do I do today? Now it's all come together quite beautifully, but it's all from taking all these different steps and trying all these different things. I've taken 1,000 classes in different things, but it will come together. I'm going to tell you, it will come together.
Mm.
You're all healers on the call. You're all here with the... I just know the people that I connect with. There's no coincidences. Everybody listening to me right now has a purpose. If you don't think you're living it, look around and see, what are you doing that you love, or what do you love that you're not doing? Start paying attention to it more.
Absolutely. Wonderful words to end the call with. Anne, that time has just flown right by. It's been a beautiful, beautiful session of your energy, grace, and love and talent, and also the angelic realm and guides that have been with us, supporting us and encouraging us on this call. I thank all of them for being here with us tonight, along with you and your beautiful grace. So, Anne, thank you so very, very much for your time. I'm sorry we weren't able to get on everybody's questions. I have forwarded you a whole list of comments and things that were on the Q&A, one of which is from Chris. She says, "Hi, Anne. A bunch of us are here from your inner group cheering you on."
Oh,
love you.
Thank you.
And we are also on the phone listening.
Wonderful.
So there you go.
I have a wonderful group. And thank you so much. Thank you, Brenda. Thank you all. Divine blessings and love to all of you.
Oh, from our hearts to yours, thank you.
Okay. Good night.
Good night, everyone. And for anybody who'd like to stay on the line a little longer, I'm going to be doing my Wednesday night Reiki and distance meditation work. You're all invited to stay on if you like and you have that time. And again, our heartfelt thanks to Anne.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay, for all of you who'd like to stay on with me tonight, this is perfect and wonderful and very divine. I first of all want to thank you from the bottom of your hearts for joining your lives with mine energetically and through the webinar series, which is growing beautifully. And I thank each of you. Spread the word, please, and share the joy. We are going to be having an amazing call tomorrow night with another amazing being of love and light, Brenda Bates, medicine woman. And she is going to grace us with card readings and healings using the HOPE system. And she is a wonderful, wonderful guest, along with the other two amazing people we had on the calls this week, Reverend Sage Taylor, Kingsley Goddard, and tonight Anne Deidre. And we are so blessed by the energetic giftings that are all around us. And these people have stepped out of tragedy to move into bliss and joy and in service to others. And that is what, really, when we are in service to others, we are gifting not only the world but ourselves back. Because isn't it that when we tithe out, we receive tenfold back? And what a joyful world it is when we feel that we are in service to others. So join us again next week, too. We are going to have amazing calls again. We are going to have Yinping Li, who is a high angelic channel, on Tuesday. And on the 12-12-12 major life event that will never occur again in our lifetimes for sure, we are going to have the incomparable Deborah Cummings, and she will be doing her quantum energetic work with all of us. And on the 13th, we have Mass Shajadi, and what a wonderful blessing it is to have him as a closeout for this mini-series of calls. And we will be in hiatus over the Christmas season, and the holy season for many, many different cultures is at hand. And on January the 8th, we are going to be starting a 30-plus speaker event. It's actually growing to closer to 40. And as long as people are going to keep throwing their hat in, joining into the call series, and benefiting from all this work, I will keep inviting guests. So it could even be 40, 50, 60, who knows. The more, the merrier. And we will be launching January the 8th with Kenji Kimura. And Kenji is a wonderful, wonderful energetic healer who has developed the quantum light weaving process and is traveling the world through teleseminars and teachings wherever people wish to have this great high knowledge. So it is just going to be the beginning of another wonderful series as we create a blueprint for 2013 and beyond. And the process of that is we've gotten through the 2012 stuff. We are in a higher energetic realm now, and the fourth and fifth dimensions are at hand. And so creating a blueprint as to how to survive and thrive in the new world is what the next series is all about, and I invite each and every one of you to be a part of that. So tonight, right now, what I would love to do with all of us here is create that energetic circle around the world of healing and golden light. And what we are going to do is we are going to do the meditative process that I have been so blessed to share with so many people. And know that as we reignite the golden circle, it just revives. It doesn't go away. It just is enhanced by the more people that participate. So what I'd love for each of us to do right now is to sit in a very comfortable position wherever you are. Please, if you're multitasking, if you can stop, that'd be great. But if you are multitasking, we will catch up with you another time. Just put your intention into the circle and, continue on doing what you're doing. So to initiate the whole process, put your right palm up and your left palm down. And in that sacred space behind your heart, where the true essence of you really, really exists, I would like you to energetically connect to the person nearest, the energy nearest to you to the right and to the left, wherever you may be around the world. Let us unite in energy and love and well-being, wishing for each and every one of us, no matter who or where we are, the best of life, the best of health, the best of abundance, the best of joy, the best of love, the best of the best. We deserve the best. We are the best. So in a moment, we're just going to take a nice deep breath in through our nose and out of our mouth as we allow that connection to solidify. And we will sit and just enjoy the bliss of the moment. Okay, I'm feeling the energy flow amongst all of us, and it's beautiful, and it's heartfelt, it's soothing, and loving and kind. And right now, what we are going to do is we're going to, in our circle of energy and love, is we are going to create an energy ball, and this is your energetic field. So you can create this energy ball by putting your hands forward in front of you in prayer position and gently moving them back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, feeling a thickness, a stickiness, a density that is your energetic field. And what we're going to do with this energetic field is create a ball. And when you feel that that ball is semi-solid in your hands, some people may see it, sense it, feel it, see colors, or just feel nothing except the density between their hand but not actually see anything. Please know that that is your energy field. And what we're going to do once you have that energy ball ready between your hands is just stop for a moment. And in that sacred space behind your heart, I'd like us to conjure up or bring forth the feelings of pain, separation, anxiety, guilt, grief, anger, anxiety, all those negative emotions that are holding us down and stuck, maybe holding us back from experiencing our fullest experience of life, or experiencing our gifts, or having the mental clarity to have be at peace in the world. Energetically right now, what we're going to do is we're going to take a deep breath and project those feelings forward into the energy ball. So take a nice deep breath and from your heart, push those feelings forward. Feel the release and separate from those fears, those feelings that are holding you back. And in that energy ball, know that they are contained and that we no longer need to have those feelings in us to experience our fullness of ourself. We can be free of them. On the count of three, we're going to toss that energy ball into the center of the circle we've created of golden love and light, knowing that we are protected and we are able to make that decision to free ourselves from all that's holding us back. So on the count of three, we're going to toss the ball into the center, which is right in front of you. One, two, three, toss. Knowing that all those energies are uniting together to create one sphere, encapsulating all that is holding us back. And on the count of three, we're going to release a huge breath collectively to push that energy ball upwards. So ready? One, two, three. And watch, feel in your mind's eye, sense it, feel it, see it. Move that ball up, 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 up past our atmosphere, up into the realms of space and beyond, up into the heavens and up into the arms of the grateful Creator, the source of all, knowing that He, She, Source, whatever you call it to be, is accepting of all that we send, energetically. And energy knows no space or time. It cannot be created nor destroyed, but it can be transmuted, and it will be transmuted into the fullest experience of love, joy, bliss, happiness, success, abundance, peace, overwhelming happiness. And it will be showered back down upon us as we take a nice, grateful, deep breath and open up the top chakra, our crown chakra, and allow the golden glow of that loving light to flow back down to us. Let's take a nice deep breath right now. And receive. Receive the warm glowing light of love, joy, bliss, happiness, greatness, abundance, success. Knowing that what we ask, we shall receive if we ask it in the great I Am. I am abundant. I am graceful. I am peaceful. I am loved. I am joyous. I am blessed beyond belief. And feel that milky warmth, goldness, fill in through the top of your head and fill the inner realms of your head, your third eye, down through your neck, through your throat chakra, to your heart chakra, to your shoulders, and down your arms, to your fingers, being blessed with all that you touch, that may everything be blessed with love and filled with grace and ease. Feel the warmth tingling at your fingers and rebounding back up your arms to your heart again, filling your chest and your torso, your hips, all the way down to your first chakra, the grounding chakra, down your legs, through your knees, to your feet, to your toes, out your toes, into the ground, solidifying our presence not only on the ground, but in the ground and in the earth. Connected divinely to the heavens and divinely to the earth, we allow that energy to unite through to the core, to the center, touching each and every one of us in a grounded, solidified center. And that energy is now bouncing back up, 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 up to our toes, our feet, our heels, our knees. Feel the warmth flowing back up to our heart, to our shoulders, to our arms, to our hands. As we reunite with each other, right palm up, left palm down, creating a huge energetic vortex of energy and love and light, encircling the earth and connecting beyond. It's now going to radiate out from each and every one of us to create a blanket which will solidify over the earth to create peace and ease and joy and love and bliss and gift greatness to each and every one of us to whom this energy field touches as it encircles the earth with love. And right now we are going to sit united in this glowing golden globe of energy love, united and connected. Take a nice deep breath in through your nose and out your mouth. And for a few moments now we will sit in bliss and peace and love. And knowing that that bliss is going to extend beyond the closing of the circle, we will retract back into our individual selves by taking a nice deep breath and energetically bowing to the right and to the left as a signal of our divine acceptance of each other, our uniquenesses united as one. We take another nice deep breath in and thank the Creator of all that is for the blessings of this time, our life, our present gifts of now. Feeling at peace and feeling loved and balanced. One more nice deep breath. Wiggle your fingers and your toes as you come back into yourself from the loving place of meditative state of bliss. I thank you for all that is, and so it is. Namaste. Okay. Wow, that was very powerful, and thank you all so very much for being a part of that meditative circle tonight. We have the power, we have the gifts. We have the time, which is now, to make a difference in the world. And I hope that that has blessed you in ways that you can only imagine as a gift. Okay. What I'd like to do now is if there's anybody who would like to have a conversation with me about anything related to the program or have a question about Reiki,
please raise your hand, star 2. Or if you'd like to have a Reiki session, star 2. Okay. There's area code 970. You have your hand raised. If you still wish to stay on, star 2. If that's just from before, star 2 to release. And you're staying on, so I will unmute the line. Hi, Melanie.
Hello, beloved. Thank you for that magnificent session. And I forgot my hand was raised, but it's perfect because I wouldn't mind. I'm actually Reiki Master myself, but working on ourselves is completely different than someone else working on us, even though it's not supposed to be. And so it's been, I can't remember the last time anyone ever had done any energy work. And so how does that work if we want to do something like that?
For distance energy work, all I need is your conscious consent,
which just
means yes. Yep. Great. Perfect, Melanie. And what I'd love to do is we have so many beautiful beings on the line tonight. I think we still have something like 20 people either on the live call or on the webcast who are listening in beautifully. And what we can do energetically is encircle you with the energy of love. So I invite everybody to surround Melanie with love, knowing that as you give, you will also receive back. And this is a beautiful group process. And actually, the energy I am finding and have found that with the conscious consent and the high vibration of energy work that is available for each and every one of us to tap into, it is much more powerful and stronger in a distance format than even when somebody's sitting and receiving directly in front of me. Why is that? It's because we do not have the biases of the physicality to hold us back from experiencing the true magnificence of the flow of energy. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
So, okay, so sit very comfortably, Melanie, knowing that you're loved and embraced by not only the physicality of the people who are on these calls, but the spiritual physicality of your guides, Reiki masters, angels, higher source vibrational soul family, all those that hold you in the highest good of all that is possible. And I'd love for you right now to take a nice deep breath in through your nose and out your mouth as I connect with you energetically, for I am just the channel connecting with you, allowing the flow of grace to flow to you. So I'm going to put my voice away and I will let the energy flow as I step out of the way and allow the grace to be. Okay, Melanie, take a nice deep breath in through your nose and out your mouth and come back into yourself. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. And this is a strong, strong flow of energy coming your way. And I thank each and every one of you for hugging Melanie energetically and sending love and grace. How are you there, Melanie?
Thank you. That was just magnificent. I just want to thank you and each and every one of you. Just namaste and blessings to all. That was
good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. To drink lots of water, Melanie, okay? We moved a lot of energy. We moved a lot of toxins. And so that flush is necessary. And have a good and wonderful evening.
Thank you so much, honey.
You're welcome. God bless. Okay. Thank you, everyone, for being a part of that wonderful, wonderful session. Is there anybody else who'd like to step forward and receive a Reiki session? Star 2. What we can do is do a group Reiki session where you're each receiving in the circle. So again, we're going to sit energetically. We're going to be sitting in a circle, right palm up, left palm down. And we're going to create a really beautiful flow of Reiki to each and every one of you. And as you receive, you will be giving out to each other, acknowledging each other by bowing your head to the right and to the left. Take a nice deep breath in and out. In again, three is a divine number, so we'll do this three in total. Right now, I'm going to ask for each and every one of your Reiki guides, angels, archangels, descended masters, beings of love and light that hold each and every one of us to our highest good and highest purpose for the good of all mankind and for ourselves to receive and give and be a light upon the earth. I am now going to just give you the moment of peace as I set the energy flowing for each and every one of you to mutually benefit. With your conscious consent, all that are participating, please say yes. Okay, each and every one of you, take a nice deep breath in your nose, out your mouth, in your nose again, out your mouth, in your nose again, out your mouth. Energetically thanking the person to the left and to the right, energetically wherever they may be, thanking them for the participation in the circle, thanking Source of All for the loving energy that has just flown to you, may it serve you well. The energy knows where it needs to go and what it needs to do for each and every one of you. I am just the channel. Thanking each other, we are going to let go of our hands from the left to the right and wiggle your fingers and toes as you come back into yourself. Excuse me. So it is. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Namaste. I just want to offer to each and every one of you the opportunity that I've just recently launched my own website, www.biomatrix.com.
thebrandtherapy.com. And there you can find out about me. You can read my blog. Not much in the blog, but all the, I have the feeds from all of the replays and links and that are in there for the Healthy Wealthy Evolution. I do have a special out there that I've launched, and you are able to take part in if you wish, and that is what I call the 21 Days of Reiki. And so with that, for 21 days in a row, you can receive Reiki energy flowing to you from me as I allow that to work to your highest good. And so for $97, and I hate to put a price on it because it's priceless energy work, but we live in an age where the dollar exchange is an energetic exchange in gratitude for the work that's received. And so for $97, you can receive 21 days of Reiki support, energy, and love. And it starts as soon as I find out and acknowledge that your email is there, the notice I get from the website to tell me that you are enrolled. And I set the date, and I will email you back with the dates of the 21 days. And you're welcome to communicate with me any way you need to for support, guidance. And, of course, we have these wonderful Wednesday evening calls. So they will continue, and we can do these group wonderful group meditations and Reiki and all that sort of thing to help support you on your way. And I'm not sure if anybody would like to raise their hand and talk to me, or if they have a question about any of that. You may do so. I'd love to hear from you. And if not, it's perfectly okay. The energy knows where it needs to go. Dr. Oz said in 2007 on the Oprah show that energy medicine is the next frontier in healing, and that he acknowledged that it's been around for thousands of years, and his wife is a Reiki master, and so he's very much aware of what Reiki can do. There are other amazing energy modalities, whether it be pranic healing, Qigong. I do other work as well, as called integrated energy therapy, where I work with 7 healing angels. And that's more of a one-on-one process. But there are other people too, like Deborah Cummings and her quantum energetic healing, which she works with Joe Denning, who is the founder of that. It's a beautiful distance modality. There seems to be a real gifting of energy modalities these days on the earth. And it's to bring us to our highest fulfillment of energetic vibration, to bring us the gifts that we so greatly deserve. And the love that we need to feel supported during these times when we're feeling scattered and low for whatever reason. Dig deep within that sacred space behind your heart and feel your true essence whenever you're feeling challenged. And anchor, take a deep breath and anchor yourself in the present moment and realize that the present moment is perfect and it is a gift. And with all my love I send to you tonight, I thank you, thank you, thank you for being a part of this series, being part of this Reiki circle tonight. And I send you blessings on your way and hope that you our paths will cross again. Hopefully you will be on tomorrow night's call and meet Brenda Bates, who is actually a PhD candidate waiting her final results of her dissertation. She is truly an amazing being. And my love to each and every one of you is so wonderful. Namaste, and so it is.